The Greater Accra Regional Police Command, led by Regional Police Commander Rose Buatinga, have intercepted a truck branded in Coca-Cola colors in Accra, loaded with arms and ammunition. DCOP Buatinga told Radio Ghana that two Nigerians and three Ghanaians are believed to be the owners of the weapons, which were being transported to Nigeria. The five are now in police custody and will later appear before court. DCOP Buatinga spoke to Abraham Asari.
We had the item in a Coca-Cola vehicle at San Achimota.
And what items were on that truck?
Arms and ammunition.
Can you give us the details of what kind of arms, AK-47, what kind of ammunition were they?
We have a quantity of pump action guns, a number of double barrel guns. Then we have ammunition, mainly cartridges, running into thousands.
How many people were on this truck?
Five people were on board the truck, two Nigerians and three Ghanaians.
So the truck was loaded in Ghana here?
It was loaded in Ghana here at of the vehicle in a false compartment.
And do you have an idea from the investigation so far who owns this truck?
We don't have any idea for the moment.
And you have no idea what purpose is going to serve in Nigeria?
Not yet.
Where are these men you arrested today?
They are in our custody.
Are you processing them for court?
Certainly. After we conclude our investigation, we will put them before the law court.
What have they violated? What law?
They were smuggling these items outside the country. And there are rules and regulations that govern dealing in arms and ammunition. They have been found with weapons and ammunition. You cannot on your own possess this item unless you are licensed to carry them. So certainly they violated the laws of Ghana.
So these people you have arrested have no license to carry any piece of ammunition as they've done today?
They don't have.
These pieces of ammunition, were they manufactured in Ghana? Are they locally manufactured ammunition?
No, they are imported.
That is to say that they came through our borders or wherever into this country?
Certainly. They are dealing in the country.
Are you surprised that such a quantity could enter this country?
Licensed to deal in the ammunition.
You are saying that those who imported them into the country are licensed?
Yes, there are people who deal in these arms and ammunition, and such people are licensed.
But those who are licensed, are they permitted?
Those who have found these weapons, they do not have any license that allows them to deal in them.
But those who are licensed, are they permitted to trade in arms with people who are not licensed?
No, they are not allowed to sell them to people who legally have not been permitted to possess weapons.
So will you be going after them?
We will certainly.
Have you been given any leads as to whom they are?
The case is under investigation.
Are these young men or old men? Can you tell us the ages of these five?
They have various ages. They are Kofi Abuaje, he is 52 years, a Ghanaian. Sande Eze, age 35 years, from Anambra State, a Nigerian. Precious Mwa, age 29 years, a Ghanaian. Kwejo Bafo, 38 years, a Ghanaian. Amozu Samuel Taiwo, age 35 years, from Ogun State, Nigeria.
Which part of Nigeria is the truck heading to, or was it heading to?
I can't tell.
And you don't know to whom it was being sent to?
No, I can't speculate.
Is it a common phenomenon, transporting ammunition across borders? You know, have you been intercepting such trucks load of ammunition in this country that often?
This assumption of command, this has been the first one that we have intercepted.
DCOP Rose Buatinga, in that interview with Abraham Asari. A security analyst, Emmanuel Bombande, advised the police service to be more vigilant in their patrols to prevent illegal trade and smuggling of small arms.
If you look at the exit of Ghana and the entry in Nigeria, you are talking about six border posts. If you look at Togo and if you look at Benin, and the fact that these people thought that they will go through these six borders and be able to carry these arms into Nigeria tells you the level to which people are prepared to go to pursue the agenda that is an agenda of destabilization.
What do you make of this? Because this load of ammunition was being transported to Nigeria. We know what is happening there, pocket terrorist acts, and then the nationwide strike and all that. It looks like some people are bent on destabilizing that country.
First of all, if our Ghana police service is able to confirm that these ammunitions were destined for Nigeria, there will be nothing wrong with speculation that it will feed into the ongoing strife. And so let me quickly say that if you look at the threat of the proliferation of small arms to peace and security, you can look at it in its generality, as we have often talked about, in terms of porous borders, in terms of how it undermines the efforts of the state, the efforts of key actors in building if you now feed that into the specific political context of Nigeria today, it even becomes worse. It tells us that, one, whereas the Nigerian issue currently, the Boko Haram threat to peace and security, are viewed as a national issue within Nigeria, what you have seen now happen today is that there is a cross-linkage that is sub-regional in character, to the extent that the weapons that could feed and escalate that crisis comes from outside the borders of Nigeria. It characterizes this internal strife, not just limited to extremism and terrorism in Nigeria, but that it has a cross-border linkage that should worry the entire sub-region.
In the absence of solidarity with Nigeria, what should individual nations like Ghana do to protect their own territories?
First of all, it is good news that our police service has been able to intercept this. In other words, they have to continue to be as vigilant as they have been and double the vigilance, probably 100-fold, to make it impossible for any penetration of our borders with this type of illegal trade in small arms.
A security analyst, Emmanuel Bombande, talking to Abraham Sari on Behind the News.